This is CPR News. I'm Stina Sieg in Grand Junction. Senate negotiators are trying to hammer out an agreement on national security spending, including Ukraine aid and border security. CPR's Caitlin Kim reports the package also includes funding to combat the opioid crisis.
President Biden's national security supplemental request included more than $1 billion to counter fentanyl trafficking and more than $1 billion for state grants for treatment, recovery, and overdose prevention. Director of National Drug Control Policy at the White House, Dr. Rahul Gupta, says the funding is critical.
The conversations in Washington get, you know, sort of surrounded around Ukraine or around other pieces of funding. But the fact is that the president has been committed from day one to make sure that Americans right here at home are getting that help that they need.
He added the president will continue to push for the additional funds. Caitlin Kim, CPR News.
Inflation in Colorado was higher this past year than in the U.S. as a whole. Costs here rose 4.5% versus 3.1% nationally. The state's high housing prices are part of that disparity. However, Colorado's wage growth managed to outpace inflation in 2023, according to an update from state economists. That's a change from the situation last year. Despite higher wages, economists warn that Colorado household saving rates have fallen below the historical average. Economist Emily Dorman.
So that's an indication that households may be a little bit overextended in the amount of spending that they're doing.
She says that will likely lead to lower consumer spending in the new year. Starbucks may have to rehire a pro-union worker in Superior that it fired last year. A federal judge ruled this week that the company fired shift manager Len Harris over her support of unionization. She could also get back pay. The National Labor Relations Board first needs to sign off on the ruling, and Starbucks has vowed to appeal.